Lights Out begins now.
Let's get a couple of calls in here. 844-770-3776. You can text. These will be the last two calls because I worked very hard clipping audio clips. I'd like to get to some of those. Let's go to Scott and Cudahy first. Scott, good morning. Thanks for holding on, buddy.
What if you go through all that work to cut those audio clips and then you don't even end up using them? That'd be frustrating.
Well, the good news
it?
For you is you don't have to feel that way. Let's talk to Scott and Cudahy. Oh, Scott, good morning. How you doing?
Oh, God, where do I start? A lot of things. Okay, a lot of things. Injuries, officiating. You guys might not like this, but the training staff, why are all these Packers players getting injured? The main thing is next down, next person up, next man up. We don't have a next person. We don't have a next man up. When we lost Micah Parsons and Tucker Kraft, things took a major dive down. Okay, my question to you is, who is the next man up? Who is supposed to step up? Do we have anybody that's supposed to have step up? You go back to the past with Reggie White. He was our motivator. He's the one that got everybody. There is no rally person on this team, no one that is stepping up, and that's what worries me. You know, it's just been. It's been a travesty. I got to say, though, I really enjoyed last night's game with San Francisco and Chicago. I love seeing the Bears lose, and I think anybody, the Packers, should take some notes from last night's game about the way San Francisco handled Chicago and maybe use that when they play them, you know, on Sunday. But my question is, okay, who really is supposed to be the next person up? When we lost Micah Parsons, who's supposed to step up, and why haven't they? And well, if you're going past this and into the future, into the draft, we need to address the edge rusher position. That's the main point, and possibly the secondary.
Okay. Well, and you don't have a first-round pick the next 2 years because you traded for Micah Parsons. Thanks for the call, Scott. I would say this. From a performance standpoint, Rashawn Gary is a number 12 overall pick in 2019, the same pick that the Dallas Cowboys used 2 years later on Micah Parsons. So the expectation is for him to elevate his game. And I do not want to keep this Rashawn Gary pinata going, but after losing him, I think it was reasonable to expect your other highly paid edge rusher to elevate his game. That did not happen. From the tight end perspective, look, Luke Musgrave is not Tucker Kraft. But Luke Musgrave was drafted a round ahead of Tucker Kraft, and he has had some moments, but he's not the same player. So, no, look, I understand Scott's point, Tausch. But you're talking about two guys that are among the best in the entire league at their position. You're not going to have somebody who can fill that void. Now, from an emotional and from a leadership and an energy standpoint, I think that's a more interesting question, because one thing that Micah Parsons and Tucker Kraft did, in addition to being great players, is they were energy guys. Tucker Kraft doing that kip up when he's on his back. Yep. The way Micah Parsons goes 1,000 miles an hour on every single snap, wasn't getting holding calls because he wouldn't flop because he was still trying and straining the way he was.
Rashawn Gary tried to get a flop call the other day, too.
Mm-hmm. I'm just not only are they great players, but they were energy guys. And I think Scott has a valid point that not only did they lose their production, but they kind of lost their examples as well.
Yeah, the tight end spot's been brutal since Tucker got hurt. You could say, well, Musgrave's done this. He made a couple of catches. They don't want him blocking. He still has got a little fawniness to him when he catches a ball. It just hasn't worked. And that happens, but it hasn't worked. It hasn't. And this is where, when you, especially in year three, this is where you should be popping. And he has not shown any signs to me that that's going to be the case. And that's nothing. I think he's a really good athlete, straight line. it's just the spatial awareness part of it. There's something off, and I hope that he can flip that around. But the depth, you're never going to replace Micah. The Cowboys are finding that out. You're never going to replace Tucker. They're both elite players at their position. But the lack of production even close to, I'm not asking you to produce like those guys. That's not fair. The drop-off has been too much. Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of the reason. You know, obviously we should have beat the Bears, but Baltimore, it wasn't even, I mean, the way our defense played, that wasn't even, I can't say anything positive about that performance.
No, you can't. All right, let's take one last call. We'll take it from Sam in Kenosha. Sam, good morning. Welcome to Rule of the Entouch. How are you doing?
Good, and thank you for your service cutting up those clips, Jason.
You're welcome. Didn't they sound great?
Yeah. Ron kind of stole my idea there, but doing like the best Tausch impersonation, I'm not saying, but I'm saying, or I see the path where, mm-hmm. Even with all those numbers he put out there, that we held the Bears to 9 points all the way up to the 2-minute warning, you know, so if we catch them in the first round, I feel pretty confident there. And then, yeah, you know, the toss-up between Sam Darnold and Brock Purdy or the 49ers and the playing the one seed, whoever wins that. But, yeah,
Brock Purdy looked pretty good last night.
But their defense gave up all those points.
Their defense is brutal.
Agreed. You guys are right.
Yeah.
I agree.
And then just like Tausch said, you know, between the Eagles and Rams, as long as they're the 3 seed, one of them is going to get knocked out right away. So if we make it to an NFC Championship game, even with how terrible these 3 weeks have gone, I see a pretty good path. You know, obviously you have to limit the mistakes, which we haven't done all year, but definitely see the path, and that'll definitely change how we're feeling now to back to where we were like 3 weeks ago.
Nice. I like the positivity. I like it.
It's not
Sam, thanks for the call.
Jason, yeah, thanks for the call, Sam. It's not crazy.
No, I don't think it's
now,
crazy.
Is it a smidge delusional on 12/29? Yes. Yes. Huh? But I'm telling you, just look around this league. Pittsburgh goes from, boy, they're going to get a home playoff game and have a chance to maybe make some hay in the AFC, to losing to the Browns, and now it's like, well, this will be Rodgers' last game, and then Tomlin's going to be gone. This is how this works. And if you can,
it comes at you fast.
So if you can go up and play in a very important game up at the stadium up in Minnesota, like if you can just get some good vibes out of that ball game that Jason's going to be attending with his family,
Channel 3000 Bowl,
the Channel 3000 Bowl. Where I'm going to need to drink a gallon of Tito's to make it interesting. Jason's just going to go because he loves it. What? That's not a shot. It's reality.
Tito's is great. So is Channel3000.com.
Absolutely.
And just enjoy it responsibly, would you?
100%. And if you can win that game and then go win a playoff game in Chicago, I am telling you, I'll remember this always. We played Philly, and I don't know where everybody's mind. We had much more positive vibes in 2010-11. But some people put signs up in that little atrium area when we'd walk out back in the old days when we had parking lot outside yet. And you just kind of started seeing the signs building and building. It's like people are starting to believe. You get more people. It starts off with like 2 signs. And then all of a sudden you look up and it's like 8 signs. And then all of a sudden you got like 12 signs. And then all of a sudden every window is covered with signs. And those signs lead you to think, well, maybe this ain't crazy. Maybe we ain't crazy. That's what can happen here. Now, the same thing could also happen where the Bears throw up 40 points on us and we say, this defense stinks. I don't know what the hell happened. We need to reboot. I don't know what's going to happen. They got all these beat guys talking about the coaching staff and thinking Malik Willis should be the quarterback. That's how this goes. That's how critical that game in Chicago or Philly will be.
Were those windows with the signs Pella windows?
Of course. Well, if they weren't, they should be, and that's where it would be with me. Ensure your home remains comfortable. during this brutal post-holiday winter. Santa's magical, his elves, they are not qualified to build Pella windows and doors, but Pellas do. They install year-round and can finish installation as little as a day and pay zero interest for up to 24 months at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. But hurry up. This deal ends in 2 days, December 31st. So schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions do apply. See the showroom for details.
There's 29 minutes left in the show. We have 3 segments left in the program.
How is that possible?
No idea. None.
I'm not blaming me today either.
Of course
normally
you're not.
I blame me. Jesse, you're blaming
normally,
me?
Normally I blame me, quote. More Wilde and Tausch, not Tausch's fault, next.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
All right, so let's get to the elephant in the room, or whatever this is. Look, you guys know this. I am uncomfortable. I think I'm pretty respectful of criticizing players. I don't think I do it in an unfair way, generally speaking.
By the way, I totally agree with you. I think you're very fair about that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That means a lot.
You bet.
Even though it's earlier in the show, you said that I hate Rashawn Gary. So I try to also not critique my colleagues. And again, maybe this is just, hey, there's fans that think this, so we're going to ask. Very rarely does something get asked in a press conference where I think, God, I never thought to ask that. Yesterday was different. Here is the Matt LaFleur press conference. Jesse, thanks for getting this audio ready.
Great
should
job,
be in
Jesse.
Video form too.
What are you eating back there?
Dunker.
Oh my God!
Good stuff.
Here's Matt LaFleur discussing his quarterback controversy.
You have to find a way to get a guy who's playing that way on the field.
I mean, I think everything's up for discussion.
It's hard to ignore the way that he is playing. Is there any consideration that he might give you a better chance to win right now than Jordan?
Yeah, I think, guys, I want to pump the brakes on all that stuff. I think Jordan Love is playing some pretty high-level football, and it's great that we feel the same about Malik in his ability to go in there. And, you know, I thought he's had two really back-to-back outstanding performances. So we're in a good spot with that position. Certainly have a lot of confidence in both of those guys, but I mean it's pretty clear that Jordan is our franchise quarterback, and he is going to be when he is healthy, he's going to be our starter. So I just want to squash all that.
What is it about Jordan, especially playing at a high level, that gives you that better chance to win in your evaluation?
Well, I just think that his body of work throughout the course of 3 years. Especially, I think this season, I think he's taken his game to another level. So, and that's not to discount anything. I mean, like I said, we've got a lot of faith and confidence in Malik, and he's done a lot of great things. But that's a good problem when you have two guys that you're really confident in.
Hey, Matt, Tausch,
what did you ask? That was you. Next.
We'll get to that. Yeah, we'll get to that. I did change the subject. I changed the subject there to the crappy run defense. I believe that's me saying you coached Derrick Henry. Other than him being great, why the hell couldn't you stop him?
That is what I wanted to know.
Yeah, well, listen. Listen tomorrow when you're not on.
Okay.
We'll play.
Here's
that
what I would say. I you guys have a job to do and. You know, you are the conduit to the fans, Malik Willis has played really good football. But everybody knows that Jordan Love is the starting quarterback. It's one thing if Jordan had just played 3 crap games, had a concussion, and then Malik does that. None of that is actually what happened, though.
No.
So that's where I don't get that. That's talk radio stuff. That's what that is. And that's stuff that when you have 3 hours and you're talking and fans call in, fans say that. It's a question that obviously they felt like they needed. And I want to give LaFleur a ton of credit. I think he answered it great.
He did.
And he was very
totally
respectful
agree.
Of Malik. He didn't. He could have just said that's a clown question, bro, and done like Bryce Harper did.
Yeah.
Which would reference. Have been really funny. And by the way, would have gotten a ton of clicks. It would have been fantastic. But I don't necessarily think, like, if you want to ask that question, great. I think it's more of a sports talk question than it is a podium question. But you got a really good answer, which is what you always say.
Yeah,
that's what you're
true.
Looking for.
Yeah,
I thought he got. I thought Matt LaFleur gave a fantastic answer and gave clarity to a situation that I didn't think needed to be clarified. If
well
that makes
said.
Any sense, but that's
no,
coming from me.
Yeah, very well said. I think that you just did for me.
Homer, Jason Homer asked that same question. I literally squashed it and said no. I'm not. I was literally ready to hang up and click off the postgame show.
Did you say that's a clown question, bro?
God, that's such a
I should have. I wasn't thinking clearly enough at that point in the show, so no.
Oh, because you drank a gallon of Tito. No, wait, that's this Sunday.
No, that's
to
watch
this
bowl game.
Channel 3000 bowl.
This is going to be – I'm going to just give our bosses, everybody – this will be my shortest postgame this will be my shortest appearance I've ever done. It's going to be three reads and a bounce. Boop, boop, bounce.
We're going to bounce into the next commercial break. We'll have a very abbreviated Whoa Nelly next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Tausch back with you. Time now for an abbreviated Whoa Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning I had breakfast at Tracy Siraka's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
Hey, Jesse, if I may, can I jump in?
Yeah,
before you start?
Your last show of 2025. You take us where you want to go.
So I ended up watching the game on Peacock. Still stuck to my deal. Didn't jump in and get a subscription. I'm not going to get into how and what and how it all played out. So I'm not going to give myself up with any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Peacock puts on a blanky performance. They don't tell you there's flags. I literally text Jesse to find out if they threw a flag for one of the plays because I thought they auto-reviewed a penalty. They did a review on – Peacock doesn't even say when there's a flag. Like, I thought it was just a blank – and again, I am going to put my cards on the table. I don't like Peacock.
No.
Get out of here.
I thought they did a really blank job, but – I think Blackledge is a really good analyst. Yeah. I think he did a really good job.
And he leaves but the bathroom stinky.
Did you run into him, Jason?
Jason, did you run into Blackledge?
I did not.
They didn't say when there's flags. They didn't get into it. They didn't show replays when stuff happened. I thought it was just a bad performance. Go ahead, Jay.
Can you believe I
had to text Jesse to ask if there was a flag on the field?
No. Yes, I can believe you had to ask because I was at the game. I don't know where Jesse saw that flag because I was looking for it, too. I didn't see it either.
Did they auto-review a penalty without?
No, the flag was out. It was out. I had a great view from 127.
It's possible I didn't see it.
Might add some Coors Light vision going on, but I'm pretty sure I saw
CLV.
That flag come out right away.
Well, CLV for JL.
Before I saw your text to our group, I was wondering the exact same thing. Did they just sneakily review this and change the call? I can't remember. That wasn't the... My favorite was when the Packers got called for 12 men on the field when they had 11.
And they only had 11.
That was fun.
That was fun.
I'd never seen that before.
And Matt LaFleur rightfully lost his blank over
that. Yeah, he should have. That's emotions be damned on that one.
Yeah, that was not a good look for that officiator.
Oh, and for the record, there were some folks complaining. And listen, I am the LaFleur. When he screws up, I'm on him.
You have been very critical when deserved. Yep.
Him challenging that play before the two-minute warning was smart.
Yes!
Like, everybody's...
Yes! It was,
please stop with the, oh, you don't do this. You don't get to challenge after 2 minutes. Right, the game is probably over. You might catch a break, and you stop the clock before the two-minute drill. I just hate when pros put dumb tweets out and then don't correct themselves. They triple down. Like, it was dumb.
Yeah.
Like, it was a smart challenge. It didn't work. You still ended up almost getting the ball. Like, come on, man. I started post-game right after that, by the way, too. We started early, which I don't like doing after a drubbing like that, but that's the way the cookie crumbled.
Well, imagine how soon you'll start it after the Channel 3000 Bowl. Whoa, Nelly.
Is there a way with the, can we do the pregame show right or the postgame show right after the pregame show?
Like 12:05, you want to start the postgame
because
show?
You're such a good teammate you're not.
But no, I'm raving about it for you. I'm saying for me. Yeah, I should be better.
I'm raving about this will be my game for you.
Jason, on Friday after I take my little hiatus, I will come up with more storylines, but it's going to be fake. I'm just going to be honest with you. It's
I appreciate you being authentic about your inauthenticity.
It's going to be complete fake because this game is a nothing burger. I apologize saying that out loud, but it is.
Whoa, Nelly!
Channel 3000 Bowl, Packers-Vikings, Sunday at noon on CBS.
I think, is there any way they could put that in the 8:30 window? Get that thing started at 8:30.
What makes me mad is that's a really funny line, and I would love to laugh at it, but I can't.
Well, and Jason, you'd actually like it to start at 8:30 because you could go do more stuff after the game.
Can we move the game to Dublin?
No. Keep it in Minnesota, but why not? We're always looking for these new. And by the way, does everybody now understand why 18 games is just more and more of a disastrous idea?
Yeah,
there's multiple winner-take-all games this week. ESPN has an amazing Saturday doubleheader.
They do
Which
have a
does
good
not game. Include the Packers.
Nope, thought they might. Good thing they didn't.
Whoa, Nelly!
Let's move this game to Friday. Let's get the Vikings to their post a little bit earlier. I think you got to start looking at new windows here. Pella
from Pella.
You want to play January 2nd? What time on Friday? 5:00? That work well for you?
Yeah. 8:30.
Yeah, happy hour game. It could be a happy hour game. A happy hour starter.
That's it for Whoa, Nelly.
Yeah, I had a good question for Tausch, too. That's too bad.
What was it?
I have to save it for what Friday.
Which team, looking back on 2025, which team brought you the most joy to watch in Wisconsin sports this year?
The Brewers.
Brewers.
Yep. Not even sure it's especially
well,
close.
I'll say this. The Packers after the Lions game. The first one.
Had the Badgers played in Milwaukee and gone to the Final Four instead of playing a road game against BYU, that would have been the answer. We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Another one of our favorites from our royalty-free playlist.
Very provocative free music 8.
So we will talk to you again on Friday, Tausch.
Yep, I'll be back.
And I may be on the road to Minnesota for this must-win game against the Minnesota Vikings, which it is a must-win game for you two knuckleheads to be able to cash your ticket at Hard Rock Casino.
That's
Rockford.
A fair. Now that's something that I haven't really sold this on.
That is the big storyline for the game. That is it
for us. Yeah, selfishly, that's a great storyline.
All right, we will be on tomorrow, just without old boy. We'll have Gabe Neitzelin as our cousin sub of the day. We'll talk to Evan Cohen. Jesse is negotiating with Brian Bulaga.
Oh, I got to just wait, Jason. I know we got to go, but hold up. Take a look at the beautiful little doggy.
Hi, Max.
Oh, little Augie the doggy.
Look at this. Does he have a cast on his paw?
No, it's a whole nother story. Okay. He's not a big
fan. We're out of time.
Augie.
Oh, what a cute little Augie.
You're a good boy.
Augie the dog.
Oh, my what God. A good boy. As he won't stay with me for more than 10 seconds. All right, we're not getting a dog. That's fair enough.
No! Oh! All right, we got to go. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.